Here's a story from The World.
Washington sent a message to Beijing today. It's slapping financial sanctions on 24 Chinese and Hong Kong officials because of Beijing's ongoing crackdown in Hong Kong. The move comes just ahead of U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's meeting with top Chinese diplomats later this week. Yesterday, Blinken was in Japan and warned China to expect pressure.
We're united in the vision of a free and open Indo-Pacific region where countries follow the rules, cooperate whenever they can, and resolve their differences peacefully. And in particular, we will push back if necessary when China uses coercion or aggression to get its way.
To help us parse out what's at stake for both sides, I'm joined now by The World's Rebecca Kanther, who is following the story from Shanghai. Rebecca, how are the U.S. and China each approaching these meetings?
Well, they're coming at them from two very different perspectives. So China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesman, Zhao Lijian, described the talks as a strategic dialogue. But Secretary of State Blinken said, nope, that's not what this is. And that distinction matters. I spoke with John Pomfret, who's written a book about the relationship between U.S. and China throughout history. And he says Trump had labeled China and Russia strategic competitors, and China really wants to get out of that box.
They want to be seen as America's equal, right? And so if there's a strategic dialogue, there are strategic equal, and therefore they must be treated as such. And the Biden team, by saying no, not so fast, where this is just an initial meeting, I think it's a much more rational framing of where the relationship is.
So, Rebecca, how does that compare with how the U.S. describes the meetings Biden had last week with Japan, Australia, and India, and Blinken's visits this week to Japan and Korea?
So the U.S. describes those countries as their allies. And Pomfret said that the U.S. was being very strategic in having those meetings ahead of its meetings with the Chinese officials.
America didn't become a superpower by itself. We're a superpower because we have allies. And that we approach China with our allies at our backs. And if we go it alone with China, we're not going to compete successfully.
What about the Chinese side, Rebecca? How are they approaching the talks?
So I spoke with Wu Xinbo, who is the director of Fudan University's Center for American Studies. And he said the Chinese side was hoping for more of a reset.
Because over the last several years, especially in the last year, the Trump administration has done too much damage to this important relationship. There has to be some change.
And Wu said that the signal he's getting from the Biden team is that they want to be competitors, but not confrontational like Trump was. But John Pomfret pointed out that Biden hasn't actually done anything to step back from the policies that Trump put in place. In fact, in the case of the sanctions that the U.S. just announced yesterday, they're a continuation of the approach that Trump adopted.
So both sides have really big issues they will bring to the table to discuss. What's on the list?
So from the China side, Professor Wu told me he expects China to bring up the issue of Taiwan independence. China claims Taiwan is its own, and it's upset by the support the U.S. is giving it. And on the U.S. side, Blinken will likely pressure China on Hong Kong, the fact that it just announced tighter control over its electoral system, and its continued repression of Uyghurs in Xinjiang, which the U.S. has now labeled genocide.
Talks like these get a lot of attention. Can we expect anything big coming out?
All the experts I talked to said this relationship isn't going to be fixed in a conversation or two. But I talked to Susan Shirk, who's the chair of the 21st Century China Center at UC San Diego. What she's going to be watching for is how the two sides engage with each other.
You can't just threaten or criticize. You also have to give the other side some reason to believe that if they were to actually make compromises, there's going to be some benefit to them.
She said the best anyone can hope for is really for both sides to clarify their objectives and maybe schedule a follow-up meeting.
There was Rebecca Kanther in Shanghai. Thank you.
Thank you.
From PRX.